The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
The Cheltenham Roar will be turned up to fever pitch from next Tuesday as the annual racing festival kicks off once again. Now, underlined by a host of hotly contested races, including the Triumph Hurdle, the Novices Hurdle and the Gold Cup, Cheltenham rarely disappoints the punters. My next guest is no stranger at all to the joys of Cheltenham, and I'm sure a few of the sorrows as well. Willie Mullins, legendary trainer, is on the line, and in studio with me is John Duggan from Off the Ball. Good morning, gentlemen, and welcome.
Well, Pat.
Morning, Pat.
Do you ever get tired of Cheltenham, Willie?
I don't think so, no. It's, you know, there are Olympics or there are All-Ireland or whatever you want to call it. You know, it's the finals. We prepare horses for Cheltenham every year. When an owner comes to me to buy a horse, and I say, what sort of a horse do you want? He says, well, something that might get to Cheltenham. Now, not even win in Cheltenham, something that might get to Cheltenham. So to have a winner is just a huge bonus.
Now, I was wondering, because the Irish have had such success over the last few years, has the pendulum swung totally in the Irish direction in terms of looking at the scores on the doors at the end of the festival?
It has, yes. And I think, you know, the Celtic Tiger was probably responsible for that. It, you know, a lot of Irish people made a lot of money in it, but a lot of Irish people lost money in it too. But they bought a lot of horses at the time and they got used to having good horses and they like to keep them. You know, when people said to me, Willie, you know, I've lost a lot of money, I'm broke, I've got to sell all the horses. And I'd say, oh, sorry about that. Yeah, he said, but we're keeping one or we're keeping two, you know. So they just, they couldn't let go. And you know, when times got good again, they're back in and buying horses again. And they just love the atmosphere. They love what racing brings them. It's a great way to look after corporate clients and, you know, just that's one aspect of it, but there are lots of other aspects. I mean, when you take that horse, Ethical Diamond, that won the Breeders' Cup, owned by the HOS Syndicate, their grandparents bought the horses so they could meet all their grandchildren at the races, Margaret and Andrew Heffernan, who sadly passed away last week. But their main aim was just to have the social side of racing, so to meet all the family and have a reason to meet all the family once every so while. So there's a huge, you know, the huge bonus to having horses apart from having winners.
Obviously, the social side, as you say, but there's nothing like watching a race if you have an interest in it. I mean, the spectators, they'll pick their bet before the race and they have an interest. But if you're an owner, I mean, the excitement must be absolutely incredible.
It is. I mean, I'm used to it, but I always think of the horse Denolia. Most people would remember Denolia. Mm. He was owned by Dan O'Neill, who was a local farmer and, you know, big, tough, hardy man. And he was a bone setter, the local bone setter. And he got a horse once called Denolia. At the time, it was just a horse. And it turned into the straight in Nice one day with half a chance. And it was then that he got it. He said he could not believe the excitement in his own heart. He said his heart nearly came out his chest. Now, Dan was a huge man. You'd want him on your side in a fight every day of the week. But he just said his heart started to bang and come out of his chest. He could not believe the excitement. He thought, wow, this is something else. This is why people have horses. Whereas all the time he thought people with horses were just wasting money. He thought this is madness. But when he had one of his own and it turned out to be a good horse, he just had a fantastic time. He just couldn't believe the excitement it brought to him.
Literally, money can't buy those kind of thrills.
I don't think so. No, it's just so hard to. I mean, you can spend all the money you want, but there's lots of people spend lots of money and they don't get a good horse. You know, you've got to be lucky and that sort of thing. But it's the nearest thing you can do to be playing on the pitch. If you follow football or follow hurling or whatever game you follow, you can't be a player anymore. You know, we're all gone well beyond that age, but now you can still be a player if you own a set of colours, if you own a racehorse. Indeed, if you own a leg of a racehorse or just a small part of a racehorse. A lot of racing now is in syndicates.
Now, you're heading to Cheltenham with something of a disappointment, John Duggan was telling me.
Donoghue was maybe the people's horse of the 90s, Willie, and Galopin des Champs, I would maybe describe as the people's horse of this generation. Your great horse, he's won 2 Cheltenham Gold Cups. Just really feel sorry for you, Willie. You've had to rule him out.
Unfortunately, yesterday morning we came out. He did a fabulous bit of work the morning before. But if you do remember early in the season, we couldn't run him in the John Durkin because he had a little problem. And this problem just resurfaced again, right, his last bit of work before going to Cheltenham. But that's it. If you don't work hard, you can't expect to win. And, you know, we work them hard. We have to take our chance. And everything had gone good all season until the last bit of work, which he did very well. But when we came out yesterday morning, there was a little bit of heat there where there shouldn't be heat. And unfortunately, we had to scratch him. But then on the other side of that coin, we've had some great days with him. So I tend to look at the good days, not the disappointment of not having him there. I think we were there, twice in the Gold Cup with him. And, that's fantastic to have a horse of that ability. So we celebrate him rather than be disappointed.
Well, hopefully he'll be back, Willie. Gaelic Warrior is your main runner now in the Gold Cup. He's a former festival winner. He also won at Aintree last season. And I know your son Patrick likes him.
He does. And he gets around Cheltenham. He can win around there. I think he'll handle any sort of ground, so he has a tremendous chance there.
You've got Mashburn in the champion chase on Wednesday, Willie, in the colours of JB McManus, who's, for all the success, he's never won the race. It'd be great to see him win it. This horse is a former festival winner. He's got a huge engine as well.
He has a huge engine. Sometimes he doesn't concentrate as much as he should concentrate. But Mark changed tactics on him a little bit. Mark Walsh rides him. And he got on very well with him in Leopardstown, and if he can do the same again with him, I'd be very, very pleased. Yes.
Now Willie, you mentioned a horse that's good for any kind of going, but what are they saying about the likely going in Cheltenham, given the terrible winter we've had? I mean, it's been wet, wet, wet everywhere.
Surprisingly enough, friends of mine walked the track last week, and they were surprised how good the track was. They're hoping the word soft will be in the ground on the first day, and that they can keep the word soft in the ground, but invariably it will get to good. But I always think when it's soft or yielding, it is safer ground. They go that bit slower, it's safer for the horses, safer for the jockeys, and safer for racing. So I'm hoping that it will get a bit of rain. I think looking at this morning's forecast, some of the forecasts said that there'll be rain Wednesday and Thursday, a little bit of rain, so that'll just keep it right.
You've got such a big team going over, Willie, to Cheltenham again. Are there horses in the novice hurdles or novice chases you're excited about?
Yes. I mean, we've got some really good novice hurdles and novice chasers as well, yeah. So, I'm hoping one of them might get through.
What's it like trying to get the stamina to stick Cheltenham? I mean, I know John is a young man and he'll be well able for it. Are you going, John, by the way?
Yes, I'm going. I'm going on Monday morning. I was actually at the race preview on Thursday night, Pat. So AP McCoy was there and Jane Mangan and Barry Gersh, and everybody's very excited about it. And I think the festival has just gone from strength to strength. And Willie's success is just incredible. 113 winners. And Willie, that's down to the great team you have. I mean, you have to delegate. You have to trust that your staff will do their bit, and they have.
That's it. They if I didn't go there, I imagine the thing would just go on without me. They know exactly the way I think at the moment, and they would make all the right decisions. There are people that are with me, 25, 30 years, and they're well able to. They know what's happening, so they're well able to figure out the problems as they arrive during the week.
Well, Willie, we expect to see the fedora in the winner's enclosure many times during the coming week. And thank you very much for joining us on the line. And John Duggan, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
The Pat Kenny Show. Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.